CPR 60 for the week ending Friday, November the 18th, 2011.
Oh my god, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Well, Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from his gun turret, high top rank of El Waldo, located in the great southwestern wastelands. This is not Uncle Waldo, but you are listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
You don't know where I'm going, you ask me where I've been. You wait, you pretty understand, I'm gonna fight this till the end. Local girls and you won't see the problems, I'll teach you on me. Help me out, I need a bunch, you got to understand. But do you put me down for who I am and what I do? I am just a person trying to live my life just like you. You got the face, you see, yeah, you got your cap, yeah. Well, I'm just rubbing with a buckle for that. It's a reality, sobriety, anxiety, it's not a cup of my tea. Well, summer is a wireless environmental man, it's your turn to be. Thank you, bad, stupid, hell, talking about the Lord, I got to one of it. Days, if nothing, tell her what it's like to fight through your veins. Take noise, my cup of tea. Suck down, talk trash to me. Yeah. Again, you step up to me and tell me how to look. Try to tell me how to dress, or even how to cook. Who are you to judge what I do in my own home? Who are you to say what I can or cannot grow? Why do you control my life and my own property? Everything I have and all can be taken easily. You all tell me what to do and what to say. Now I'm starting to set up and do it my way. Reality, sobriety, anxiety is not a cup of my tea. Stubbornness, awareness, environmental madness, it's eternity. Pay your past, human heart, talk about the Lord, I got to one of these. Work a day, ship another, don't know what it's like to put through your veins. It's like my cup of tea. So don't talk trash to me.
Sound no one.
starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
can make it if we stick together. We can make it if we stick together. Yeah, Mr. Bill Collector.
Take it personal. I know you're calling cause your number is unavailable. I wish your bill collector would call just to say hi. We conversated what it takes to get by. I wanna tell him why he hasn't been paid and let him know that I'm no longer a 40-hour slave. See, my money's tight, bill's a bit late, and I can only pay the bills that have a shut-off by date. Don't take it personal, Mr. Bill Collector, but your credit card bill, it isn't even on my radar. In the future, maybe we can get together, man, and I can pay you back before your lawyer sends a letter. Mr. Collector, I said, please be lenient, despite the fact that my payment's delinquent. I know you're thinking I'm just trying to ignore you, but I'm sorry right now, I just can't afford you. Lately I've had to only choose a few things. I like the bills that the mailman brings. You see, there's little loot, yet all of these collectors are blowing up my phone, but I won't surrender now. What in the world could I say to dissuade you? I would tell you what's in the mail, but I can't lie to you. It was hit for conversation, was structured and scripted. Accidentally answered the phone when you rang restricted.
Hello.
I said hello, and you said Mr. Man. At this point I knew, fuck, I'd been had. I was frozen in the moment, I listened in disbelief as you continued to spiel about what that relief. I say the next thing you know, say they called me disconnected. Even though I hung it up, please don't be rejected. I know you're thinking I'm just trying to ignore you, but I'm sorry right now, I just can't afford you. So FTHENEWDAWN.
Anita!
So FTHENEWDAWN.
Mother never saw the irony in calling him a son of a bitch. It's Uncle Waldo. Uncle Waldo.
Hello. As you can tell, I'm not Uncle Waldo. The fact be told, I'm not anyone. My name is Graham, and I'm a voice in Uncle Waldo's computer. You see, Waldo's been sick for the last month. He knows that if he does his normal scream fest into the mic, he'll blow out what remains of his voice. And right now, there's not that much there to work with. But fear not, campers. Waldo isn't going to let you down. We'll still have something resembling a show. That is, if you don't mind an electronically generated limey playing host for a day. But enough of this prattle, I'm guessing that you'd rather hear music. Our featured artists today are The Perms, Vicky and the Vengeance, and The Mission Creeps. But, to kick everything off, Uncle Waldo wanted to let you know that he received an email from a lovely young Australian lass by the name of Nellie Scarlett. She wanted to know if her band, the Scarlets, could hang with the rest of the bands played here. This is what Waldo said. She'll stop you with her looks, then kick you in the balls with her music. Give it up for Australia. This is the Scarlets and Dirty Rock Baby.
We'll be right back. for a very long time. Now we're going down to Mannheim, and we're waiting for the sun to shine. All right. When we finally got to Mannheim, we were tired and our mouths were dry. Now we're gonna have a good time. Now we're gonna have a really good time tonight. For a long time, we've been waiting for a very long time. Now we're going down to Mannheim, and we're waiting for the sun to shine. All right.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippie!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD ships by or before December 6th. Available for pre-order at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. Makes the perfect holiday gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Do you realize in 40 years, there will be an old woman named Amber and Tiffany? With tats and piercings, Campground Pirate Radio.
From the East Coast!
Gotta go!
Hey, Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. And something sinister is going on down near Georgia, and I don't mean a demonic fiddler up on a hickory stump, though it surely is a hellish idea. A couple of states over in what was the former Confederacy, the state of Louisiana is trying to outlaw the use of cash money in the vast, sprawling secondary market in used goods, like thrift and consignment stores, as well as garage sales and flea markets. All these vendors, charities, church groups, regular Joes, and even schmoes are going to have to invest in either a credit card terminal or go out of their way to get a personal or cashier's check, money order, or EFT accomplished just to sell anything. In spite of the usually spontaneous nature of these types of sales and the small amounts of money involved. Oh, but pawn shops are specifically exempted, only because they have already been burdened with significant record-keeping requirements and other regulations and restrictions by the state. You can bet American pickers won't be back in the sportsman's paradise anytime soon, should this abomination of a law stand up in the Pelican State's Supreme Court. Surprisingly, House Bill 195 met almost no resistance, and author Rick Hardy explains his reasoning for explicitly violating the Constitution and the very language on a dollar bill that reads, "This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private," with this pathetic excuse for a rationalization. "It's a mechanism to be used so the police department has something to go on and have a lead. Wow." Well, Mr. Hardy Har Har, I suppose next you'll want us registering our assholes with the state government, so if we forget to flush the fucking toilet, your precious police department will have a stinking lead to go on. Look, economic freedom is synonymous with personal freedom. The idea that the state should preemptively have access to my transactional history when I buy a $1 used coffee grinder at a yard sale is patently absurd. I'm absolutely sure, since this turd hasn't actually gone into effect yet, that no one, not even Mr. Hardly Sentient himself, has contemplated the sheer number of these transactions there will be, and thus no one in the state legislature has any clue just how enormous a haystack they're forcing otherwise law-abiding folks to pile up, just in case the local cops want to go on a needle-hunting expedition. And even more insidiously, this is absolutely going to apply to coin dealers and precious metal traders. One could even argue that that's the real intent of the bill. Just like the recently defeated federal 1099 requirement that would have forced coin dealers to file a tax form for just about every substantial transaction they made. This would facilitate figuring out just who has what and how much of it. Remember the Roosevelt gold seizure? Billions of dollars of private wealth that had been converted to gold to hedge against government money printing madness, aka inflation, were forcibly seized. It's just these kind of records that would facilitate such a filthy money grab by the state again. These kinds of laws are absurd, immoral, unconstitutional, and frankly should be roundly ignored. Fuck those people. How are they gonna know if you do business in cash? And what they don't know can't hurt you.
Resolve.
I personally want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to play guest host today. Waldo will be back on Thanksgiving hopefully with a brand new show. If you'd like to help out Waldo with his medical bills, go to campgroundpirateradio.com and look for Buy Waldo a Beer. A monthly donation is easy to set up, and for less than 50 cents a show you can help Waldo purchase the music, fix the equipment and maybe get a six-pack of beer. We're also collecting 5-star reviews this month on iTunes. So if you like the show, go to iTunes, click the 5 stars and say something nice. Let's face it, Waldo may be dying and this is your last chance to send him some props. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Look for Campground Pirate Radio Fans. You can also follow at Uncle Waldo on Twitter. So before I wrap up this special episode, let me remind you of the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. We're going to send you out with the Sex Pistols. See you next time. Bye bye.
life you just pissed away? You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.